I'm Anna.
And I'm Jillian.
And this
is the Hat Picks Podcast.
Just two dope ladies talking about soccer from across the country on the podcast no one asked for. See you later.
Smell you later. You know what's going to make this podcast the best podcast we've ever had? Is because now I have the pew-pew sound effect. Pew-pew!
That is honestly probably my favorite sound effect that has ever happened. Because there's a lot of really good sound effects. But the thing about the pew-pew one, and it's partially your editing, is that it just goes wherever.
Which is, I think, how we actually use it in real life. But now I can add it to places where in the moment I didn't think about it, you know, just so good, so good. And the fact that it's not a sound effect that I found, because I have found so many of them. I literally recorded my voice and then
made it a sound effect.
Pew-pew. It's authentic. So we're going in really good directions as we approach 30
episodes. Because we are already both hit, already 30. Yeah.
Yes, we have already hit 30 in the realm of age.
Right. In the time space continuum, we have reached 30.
Yes. We were talking earlier about being 22.
Oh, like, we don't need to talk about that.
No. I'm not going to go into any detail. I'm simply going to say it's just wild that we are 30. It's like we're talking about vivid memories from being 22 and we're now 30. I will absolutely not be going into detail.
Please do not ask any questions because we have nothing to say.
Do not email us at hatpicspod@gmail.com.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway, soccer, I guess.
Yep.
We're really on top of it today.
All right, Anna, I'd love to hear about some shit.
Okay, so we're doing our hat picks once again a bit differently because it's our pod and we do what we want.
Insert pew pew. Oh my God. Pew pew.
Okay, so we have three hat picks, you know, like the good Lord intended, but we have done them based on league. Because there's stuff going on in every league and we want to at least touch on it. But also, to be completely honest, we haven't been watching a lot of games. So we don't have a lot. Well, to be fair, there are no NWSL games. Okay. So that's one whole league that we don't have to worry about watching games. There are, however, two other leagues where we should be watching games. Actually, there's more than two leagues. There's like five leagues. And yet here we are. Anyway, okay, so my hat pick is from the WSL because, you know, I love English soccer. So on February 11th, there was a game.
Pew pew!
With my beloved Arsenal.
Oh, playing. I thought I was just going to be there was a game, end of pick.
There was a game, full stop. Thank you for coming to my podcast. No, there was a game against my beloved Arsenal against Chelsea. So for those of you who aren't keeping a keen eye on the WSL standing boards, which, you know, is all of you. Arsenal are at the top of the board with 31 points, which is number one. We love to see it. Just behind them with 29 points is Chelsea. That meant that if Chelsea could beat Arsenal in the North London Derby, which is what their game is called when Chelsea and Arsenal play.
Spelled like Derby.
Yes. Chelsea would be at the top of the board, which would bump Arsenal out of the top spot. I can speak. I got this. Which would bump Arsenal out of the top spot. Did that happen? Well, I'll let you know. So, the game started with a lot of possession for Chelsea, some chances for them, and, you know, overall, it looked like Arsenal was playing catch-up, which was rough.
Ouch.
It was back and forth kind of the whole game, and there was just an impeccable chance for Beth Mead that hit the crossbar, which was just almost too much for me to handle because, dear listener, I was watching this game at work. it was like on my phone while I was working, and I would be listening to the commentary, and anytime, you know, when commentary like swells because there's like something good happening, I would like dart my eyes over to my phone. It's stressful. Anyway, that being said, we leave the half with a 0-0 tie. So second half, Arsenal become much more involved in the game, which was great to see. It was like they woke up and realized they were playing soccer, which was wonderful. But some of the things I want to talk about are just some like weird shit that happened. So there were some questionable substitute choices, which were odd to see. So there, most of them made sense. Okay. So like Chelsea's Erin Cuthbert had some sort of injury and Ji So-yoon was subbed in for her at like the 58th minute. Great. Rafaela Souza, who's an Arsenal defender, was subbed out for Frida Manum, who is a midfielder. So, you know, we're looking to be in a more attacking mindset. That happened around the 64th minute. Okay, I get it. Whatever. That's fine. Beth Mead came out for Nikita Paris in the 72nd minute. Righteous. You know, we're making an attacking mindset for Arsenal. Cool, cool, cool. And then in the 82nd minute, Chelsea has two subs. Girl Wrighton, a midfielder, came out for Neve Charles, a defender. All right. Cool. You do you. Fran Kirby, beloved striker, out for Jessie Fleming, a midfielder. Why?
What?
Why? And then finally, Arsenal subs out Jordan Nobbs for Viviana Minima. Subs in Jordan Nobbs, sorry, for Viviana Minima, who are both midfielders, so that's fine. It was 90th minute. Would I have loved to see Tobin Heath, who did not play in this game at all? Yeah, obviously, absolutely, like, duh. But this is fine. I love Jordan Nobbs too. She's a great English player. But like, it felt a bit late at that point. Like, we could have seen Nobbs like shortly after Chelsea decided to go in a more defensive route. Yeah. Whatever. Okay, it's fine. Fine. The subs made sense until they didn't. I know Arsenal came out with like a bit more gusto in the second half. But for a team that is trying to be at the top of the leaderboard to decide to like play on the defensive 82 minutes in, unclear why that happened. And, you know, I understand that some of that is definitely player management, which we do love to see. Yay! And a lot of these players had some international duties shortly before or shortly after the game. But, you know, Sam Kerr, who had just played in the Asian Cup, stayed on the field the whole time.
Wow.
So, you know, it was just like the weirdest choice from Chelsea when the entire game had been 0-0. And, you know, it is talked about better and more in depth on the Fran Kirby FC podcast. I'm absolutely positive about it because they did one of those like Twitter conversation things where you can like listen to them talk, which is essentially just radio. But we've decided to like rebrand radio. They did that after the game. They talked about Chelsea's choices and it was a very good conversation, as most things that have to do with Andre Carlyle are.
Yes.
But you can go listen to the Fran Kirby FC podcast. Not that they know about us at all, but go listen to them because they're great. Maybe one day we'll be friends. But that's not all, folks. That is not all. The literal last minute of the game, there was a clear and obvious handball off of Arsenal defender Leah Williamson in the box, and it didn't get called. It was wild. So Chelsea players are obviously upset because it had been called. It hadn't, if it had been called, I'm really great at talking.
Yeah.
So good. But Chelsea players were obviously upset because if it had been called and the penalty was awarded, they almost certainly would have won the game. Like, that penalties always go in favor of the kicker. And that's not to say that they definitely would have scored, but you know, that the likelihood.
It seems likely.
Yeah. But if you go back and look at Leah Williamson, her hands were not in a, quote, natural position, which is one of the determining factors in whether it is a handball or not, which, you know, we can talk about the vagueness of that all fucking day long. So it definitely should have been a handball, but this Arsenal fan is thrilled that it wasn't. Ultimately, the game ended 0-0, giving both teams just 1 point, but keeping the standings with Arsenal ahead by 2 points. Which I love to see.
We love it. It's cool, I guess, but Anna loves it. Anna loves to see it.
Yeah, I made sure to put I love to see because, to be fair, Chilean's fine with this, but like,
I'd
love to see it.
It's a bit of a strong word for me. I'm not sure. Yeah, so that's the person who literally has so many emotions. Like, love is a bit of a strong word. Whoa.
It's too much.
So as I head into my pick, I just want to explain why, you know, obviously I'm normally coming into Anna's picks with like color commentary, very like important information. And I wasn't as often in this previous pick because I got distracted. So my pick is about the A-League, which is the women's league in Australia. Talking about a match. And I got off on this thinking about us going to Australia for the World Cup. And I was like, how would we get there? Would Anthony and I fly to see Anna and Z in Phoenix first? And then we would all fly from Phoenix. And then I started looking up direct flights from Phoenix to Australia, which don't seem like they exist. But no. I was like, okay, well, are there direct flights from the United States to Australia? And then I looked at all of those things and I was like, oh my God. Like, and it's also, I don't think we can book flights that far out yet, but I was like, I'm going to like watch this now. And so like, as soon as we can fucking book flights, we should. So sorry, I wasn't as involved in that. I was literally daydreaming on a podcast about us going to Australia. Het picks down under.
And don't worry, we'll have a lovely spreadsheet, much like I have for our trip this summer, for not Jillian Mai's trip, but my Z and I are going to England with two of our friends, and we have our friend and I, two of the other two just show up, have a whole spreadsheet with like our plans. We have tabs for the places that we're going to stay and the tickets that we've already booked and all just like, and we're going to have that for Australia too.
I can't tell you how, like, Anna was telling me about this the other night at, like, I don't know, like, 10 p.m. my time. And I was like, Anna, please don't get me so excited so late. Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep now. Like, the idea of traveling with a spreadsheet, I'm just like, wow, this is the dream. So, anyway, that's why I'm back here. I'm in it. We're going to talk about Australia and the A-League. But that's where I was. That's...
important. It's important.
I was in Australia mentally.
You're thinking about the future.
Yes.
And the future live, the future pod will have in Australia.
Yes.
Which means we have to bring our pod gear to Australia.
You know what? I feel like we can just bring, you know, I see people on TikTok all the time just use the old iPhone microphones, you know, like.
The Anchor app does let you record like actually in it.
Oh, yeah. So we can should make this happen.
We should just record at a game.
Oh my God. Hat picks live down under.
Anyway.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. So
queens of tangents.
Speaking of tangents. No, I'm sorry. Okay. So hat pick A-League action with the Newcastle Jets versus the Western Sydney Wanderers. It was a drawer. So, big announcement. Jillian learned how to use a VPN today.
Please insert an applause sound here.
Yes. Thank you. Please clap. Because Australia, apparently, as aforementioned on last 3 weeks ago's podcast... Australia likes to gatekeep its soccer highlights, apparently, make it a little difficult for us, the masses, to access that information. So I learned how to use the VPN this morning, not an hour ago,
wow,
to watch highlights from this Jets-Wanderers game yesterday. So we begin in Australia, predictably. Ashley Crofts, 23-year-old midfielder who formerly played for Canberra. I'm so out of practice for doing this. Canberra United scored the opening goal of the match for the Wanderers in the 40th minute, and it was a beaut. The ball is sent to her in the middle of the box. She turns. She shoots. She slams it to the top of the net, like the top. Like, the goalie goes down and the ball goes up. And it's like, honey, that's the wrong direction. Like,
those sound like S Club 7, like, dance instructions.
Yes. Oh, God. Whew, okay.
That's the only Australian reference I really have. And I think they're actually English. They just had a show in Australia.
I think that's correct. This is all I have to offer. So, in the first half, you know, before this, after this, like, Newcastle has all kinds of chances, but they just cannot convert. Womp womp. So they go into the half down 1-0 to the Wanderers. Second half begins. In the 58th minute, Ash Brodigan of Newcastle gets taken the fuck out from behind by 15-year-old Alexia Apostolakis. Apostolakis.
A name.
We're going to go with that. We're going to call her Alexia from now on.
Love that.
So this little tiny baby, 15 years old, takes out Brodigan from behind.
Ouch.
So it's a penalty. That shit's in the box. It's a penalty. Clear and obvious. Like, it was.
She got taken out.
The correct call. So American player Elizabeth Eddy, who's on loan from Gotham, slots the penalty in to tie the match. We've got ourselves a ball game, folks. So we continue to be tied into the 76th minute, and there is a long free kick for Western Sydney, and it's sent into a, how do you say, clusterfuck in the box. Oh, God, I'm so fucking phlegmy today.
Me too. I don't know what's happening. I mean, I do. This is just how I exist, but also it's really bad today.
I do. This is who I am as a person. Hello, my name is Anna Phlegm. Lazy. Back to the clusterfuck. So it bounces around a bit, and then like on a half volley, aforementioned Alexia sends one in. This poor little baby did a bad earlier and then made up for it with this. Like, way to go, tiny baby. Like, you go, girl. You go, Alexia. Okay, but as you will remember, moments ago, I said this was a drawer. So this is not over yet. Ash Brodigan, also aforementioned, said, No. I am not done. She received a ball that, may I say, if I may say.
You may.
Cut across the box like a knife through butter. And scores the tying goal for Newcastle. It was also her debut goal. You are so welcome for all of these amazing classic quotes coming back and hitting you in 2022 like it's fucking 2020 or 2021. Like, you are so welcome. Anyway, what a match. Especially just like the back and forth of like Alexia and Brodigan, just like, pew-pew! I gave you a penalty, but then I score, but then you score. And you know, pew-pew!
You love to
pretty
see
cool.
It.
We do.
Also, this is only tangentially related, but the other day I was looking at making more shirts, you know, because what else am I supposed to do with any free time that I have? It happens to be that the two phrases that I put on front of shirts to just like see what they look like was like a knife through butter and debut. Yes. And let me tell you, they do look cool. Haven't ordered them. Probably don't know if I will order them anytime soon. But
if you'd like to see a mock-up, please send us an email at hapixpod@gmail.com.
Or message us on Twitter or Instagram at hapixpod. Just let us know.
Wow, we're really self-promoting today.
You know,
it's all that we can do.
Why not?
No one else is promoting us, so we have to do it ourselves.
Yeah, and we do a pretty good job when we remember to do it.
When we remember to, when I edit the podcast less than 2 weeks after, it's like I had to go into the podcast and like add tidbits because so much had happened that I was like, wow, this information is so outdated at this point that I need to add clips as I'm editing. So
I did remember to post that article that we talked
yes,
about.
Yes, I saw that. I was like, wait, why is she posting about the strike? And then I was like, oh, as mentioned in our podcast.
I said I would, and I did.
Yes. Follow through.
Wow.
All right, on to sad stuff. Hat drops. You knew they were coming. It seems like a hallmark of our personalities and this podcast that we talk about bad shit. Not only is it that, there is systemic fucking bullshit in the NWSL and they will not let it rest. So we have to talk about it. May I begin with Rory fucking Dames is absolute human garbage. A Washington Post exclusive came out on February 8th, detailing an even more disgusting and lengthy history of abuse from former Red Stars head coach, aforementioned piece of human garbage, Rory Dames. So, like, we didn't previously know about this stuff. It turns out that he was abusing and harassing players sexually, verbally, and emotionally starting back in the 90s when he was coaching teenagers in, like, youth select soccer. Folks reported on it then. Like, people were talking about it then. And as this article is titled, nobody believed those teenagers.
It is very harrowing to read and horrifying that these coaches, these, one might call them predators, are allowed to continue coaching in the system and even get promoted. And we, Jillian and I, but very much also the players and everybody who kind of, who is invested in this league are in terms of viewership and even the players, and obviously the players,
yeah,
are like deeply tired of this shit. And then on top of that, Chicago Red Stars hired another white man as a coach. And that's not great. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but when there are so many other options, it's not great. And nothing is ever going to change if we keep following the same patterns. And it's bullshit and people are suffering as a result of it.
Yeah. It's really fucked up. I know that when Anna and I first brought up this topic of coach abuse, like back in, I think, October of 2021, when this, like, those stories were first breaking, you know, we're like, we're absolutely going to keep talking about this and we're going to keep you updated. But I don't think we realized just like how often we'd have to be talking about this and how many more instances of coach abuse would follow. So it's really fucked up and we're sick of it. On a sad note, completely unrelated, Angela Salem is retiring. Womp womp, sad face. She played for the Thorns and she was so cool and was like in the prime of her career, but it seems like she might like go be with her boo and might coach. I think she got her coaching license. I think I saw that. So like Olivia Rodrigo, good for you, but also sad day for the Thorns and us. So.
But mostly us.
But mostly us, yes. Mostly, it's all about
us. Is that the song in Book of Mormon that ends like, but mostly me? Is that in Book of Mormon? Yeah. It is, okay.
Yes. I'm 1000% positive that I have actually sung that phrase, but mostly me, on this podcast before.
That absolutely tracks.
Pew pew. Yes.
Ugh. Considering we saw that musical together, didn't we?
Yes, we did. 100%. We did. I saw it another time with Anthony, right. But the first time I saw it was with you and Z and my friend Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. What a time. 2015. All right.
Happy now, things.
Yes. Tips for you. Tippings of the hat for you. Woo-hoo. So our fearless cap. 10 has 200 caps. I even wrote in a laugh there. So.
Yeah.
While that was genuine, I knew it would happen because I cannot help laughing at my own stupid puns.
Listen.
So.
Okay, speaking of stupid puns,
yes.
You know how, I don't know if you watched How I Met Your Mother, but there's the episode where all of Ted's students stay up to watch Robin do whatever new segment she has at the Ass Crack of Dawn. And they've made it like a drinking game where every time she says, but they drink.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so yesterday, Z was talking and said something and went, but and I just went,
yes!
And it even took Steven, who is the king of puns in our home, a minute to like figure it out. And when he did, he was like so proud of what I had done because, you know, I'm not a pun person.
No. You surround yourself with pun people.
Sure do. I surround myself with INFJs, fours, and pun people.
All and sometimes they're me.
Sometimes they are the same.
Except except I was not always a pun person. I have spent too many years of my life with Delilah Becky to not be a pun person. We digress.
We're great at tangents. Queens of tangents.
Speaking of something completely different. All right, so Becky Sauerbrunn has played 200 matches for the U.S. Women's National Team, and we love to see it. We love to see it. It's not a singular love. It's a both collective. Of us. Yes.
Yeah.
She was playing with all the newbies in the first match of the She Believes Cup, which happened earlier this week.
Which and apparently, we tied.
Against the Czech Republic. I can't even right now. Like, anyway, we're gonna do a whole episode. Too much. We Believes.
Yeah.
Part two. So she's like playing with all these very new young players in this match and apparently said, like, regarding playing with them, that there was, quote, tangible energy. And I was just like, wow, if that isn't so fucking real, like being in your 30s, I'm barely in my 30s and I'm still like, yeah, I feel like that's a real thing. Like, just watching people in their 20s, I'm like, was I ever like that? Once, maybe one day.
One day.
In my whole 20s. And it was, yes. And it was the day of which we will not speak.
Correct. And also, apparently, there are only two other defenders who have reached 200 caps before Becky Sauerbrunn.
What? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So we love it.
You go, girl. She's from St. Louis. She's from Ladue, but like whatever.
It's close enough for the purposes of this.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway, okay, so moving on. The gold medal match between the U.S. women's hockey team and the Canadian women's hockey team that happened this past week averaged 3.54 million viewers on NBC.
Wow. Pew-pew!
This shit started at 11 p.m. Eastern time and still had more viewership than any stupid men's hockey game in the NHL this season. And it's the second most watched game since 2019. As Jillian wrote, suck on that, nerds, because she is Liz Lemon.
Yes.
Also, this you can tell the parts that Jillian wrote and now the parts that I wrote, because some other fun facts about that game that I just have up here now.
I looked and I was like, I did not write that.
Sarah Nurse of Canada is the first Black woman to win gold in ice hockey. She is also the cousin to Kia Nurse, who is a player on my favorite WNBA team, the Phoenix Mercury. And then I don't know if it's Sarah Nurse's brother or Kia Nurse's brother or just another Nurse family member plays for the Edmonton Oilers. They are just like a sports family TM. Which is just kind of cool. And then Marie-Philippe Poulin of Canada has appeared in 4 gold medal matches and scored in every single one. Wow. 2 of the 3 goals from Canada were from her. So that's wild.
Wow.
And then last but not least, Hillary Knight, American hockey queen, love her, has played in the most Olympic hockey matches of any women's hockey player with 22 games under her belt. She also opened scoring for the U.S. women's hockey team, which was also pretty cool. Even though we did lose, still got a silver medal. So that's cool.
Hey, that's many games. That is objectively many Olympic games.
Yeah, and that's just Olympic games. Like, that does not detail her right, career outside of that either.
Wow, cool. Thanks for that hockey break. Thanks for breaking the ice with Anna.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry. All right, back to soccer. So why Michelle Kang assumed majority ownership of the Washington Spirit, which is dope, because she is someone the players trust and wanted in charge. And now those white men, a white man, they're gone. So we like that. Speaking of the Spirit, Trinity Rodman, tiny baby queen of the newbies.
Who got her first cap for the U.S. Women's National Team.
Also love to see it. Signed a $1.1 million doll hair. That's actually dollars, not doll hairs. Multi-year deal with the Washington Spirit, making her the highest paid player in NWSL history. Which is wow neat. We love it. So you go, Trinity Rodman.
Yeah. 1.1 million for you, Trinity Rodman.
Yes.
You
go.
And then finally, Hope Solo, Shannon Box, and Linda Hamilton were inducted into the National Soccer Hall of Fame. We've talked about Solo and Box before, but Linda Hamilton played in the early years of the U.S. Women's National Team from 1987 to 1995 and has served as a coach for many college teams. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, super cool. Yay. Happy things. All right. Now, wow, we are making such good time. And then we'll probably.
Oh yeah, it's about to happen. We have done so well, but now this isn't even, it's not even because of the pick. It's just because we know ourselves.
Yeah. It's like, wow, we could have a short podcast, but maybe not.
Probably not.
All right. This pick is about the NWSL because we talked about the other L's, the WSL and the AL, also short for league. So sorry.
I just like we talked about the other L's.
But this is good news. We mentioned in the last podcast that there was going to be a strike. It was looming, but it didn't happen. And now we're here to give you all the dirty deets. So on January 31st, literally one day after we recorded the last pod.
Wow.
And the also NW, yes. One day before the players were supposed to report to camp.
Yes. The NWSLPA ratified the first ever CBA, which, as a reminder, is collective bargaining agreement in NWSL history, which, yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. And I yoinked this statement from the NWSLPA. They put this out and it just details some of the cool things that are in the CBA. So just a few of the major wins in the CBA. There is a 160% increase in minimum salary to $35,000 with 4% year-over-year increases. I'd like to just go back to that real quick. That is, in fact, 160% increase. And that's still only $35,000. Okay.
They were being paid jack shit, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which we won't even talk about what male counterparts receive in other leagues.
No.
Anyway, moving on. Step ladder increases in 2022 salaries to protect players above the minimum in 2021. 401k plan with matching contributions from league commencing in 2023. And then minimum standards for housing stipends. They've also opened up free agency. So free agency starting in 2023 for players with a minimum of 6 service years. Free agency starting in 2024 for players with a minimum of 5 service years. And then restricted free agency starting in 2024 for players with 3 service years. They've also opened up 4 weeks of severance pay plus 30 days housing and health insurance for waived players.
On player safety, robust, with a T, workers' comp coverage. Up to 6 months paid mental health leave, 8 weeks paid parental leave, birth or adoption, clean private nursing facilities for parents, professional minimum staffing standards for healthcare professionals, no more playing on fields that require substantial conversion to the dimensions of a soccer field.
So super props to the NWSL Players Association who put in the work to make this happen, including now former NWSL player Rachel Corsi. Rachel Corsi has most recently played for the Kansas City Current, where last August she received a contract extension to play for them through the 2023 season, and she was named captain.
But then on January 27th, a mere 4 days before the CBA had to be agreed upon, it was announced that Corsi was being transferred over to Aston Villa in the WSL. However, she found out a few days before Christmas, but Corsi was the vice president of the Players Association and absolutely did not have to put in any of the work she did to make the CBA happen, especially after saying she had been let down by the Current on multiple occasions and knew well before this was happening that she was going to be going to a different club.
Yeah, she continued to work on the CBA after she had already gone back to the UK, gone back because she is Scottish. Now she's in England. In a Just Women's Sports article, Corsi said, quote, "Never at any point when I was going through everything with Kansas City did I think, well, I'm just going to forget about the CBA now because that's not my issue anymore. Like that was almost the polar opposite of how I felt. It was more, I'm going to stick with the people who are in my corner, who are on my team, who I want. I would do whatever needed to look out for them. And I know that they would do the same for me." End quote.
Wow. What a dope person. In an article from the Press and Journal, a UK outlet, Corsi talks about how she still doesn't know why Kansas City didn't want her to play for them anymore and how it's been a hard and emotionally turbulent time for her And, like, she still fucking showed up for the players in the NWSL. And that is so commendable. And the world needs more Rachel Corsis.
Yeah, because I think, so one of the articles, and I think it might be the, it was the Just Women Sports one, talks about how she was in the UK in her new apartment in England, sick and on Zoom calls at the ass crack of dawn or late in the night because of the time difference to get this CBA to happen. I don't know what she was sick with, but if you're sick at all, like, that's not a fun thing for you to do. And she still did it when she didn't have to.
Yeah, just showing that level of commitment is, like, it's what you hope, like, any player would do for the league, for other players.
Yeah, and that's not to say that the other players who are still in the NWSL, who are members of the Players Association, didn't do a whole ton. But just given the circumstances around Corsi leaving the NWSL and not having to continue this work, but choosing to do that because she wants to make that league better for the players that are currently in it and the players moving forward, is the kind of the work you want to see to make these leagues better, especially since clearly all of that burden is on the players.
Right. And so because of her work and the work of the Players Association, you know, obviously this is a starting point, and, like, hopefully things will continue to improve, especially pay. But this is a great step forward, and they did start preseason. Dates were announced for the Challenge Cup, which is, like, sort of like the preliminary season tournament. Anna and I are both hoping to go to a match in our respective regions.
Close city.
So it looks like things are happening for the NWSL this season, even though there was some fear that it wouldn't. All of that being said, it still remains to be seen what the fuck is going to happen with leadership and just people in general. And how they're going to handle what is an ongoing coaching crisis.
Yeah, it's a turbulent time for the NWSL, which is great because things need to change. But also, it is unfortunate that the burden of that labor is on the players. And it's also unfortunate that they have to bear the brunt of pretty much all of the negativity.
Yep, the negativity, the labor, all of it. But you go, Rachel Corsi. We love you. You go have a great time in Aston Villa. You know, I mean, Aston Villa. Sorry, Steve Schmidt. Aston Villa does not always have such a good time, but maybe they'll be okay.
In fact, most of the time, they don't have a great time.
Yikes.
Sorry, person I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Oh, I'm just bumping into shit. Yes. I mean,
let's see. So right now, because I had the standings up on when I was looking at the points for Arsenal, Chelsea, you know.
Yes.
There are 12 teams in the FA Women's Super League, and Arsenal's number one, and that's really important. But Aston Villa's number nine.
Ouch.
So hopefully with Rachel Corsi, they can come on up.
Yay!
Trying to be positive for you, stranger, who I don't know.
Yes, who may or may not be listening to this podcast. He has listened before. Does he still listen? I do not know.
still trying to be nice.
My mom told me the other day, she's like, oh, we're like four podcasts behind. And I was like, I get it. You know,
I get it, given that I'm sure you're not watching soccer. So you're just listening to be supportive. Thanks, Jane.
Yay. And Ralph. But
I still have soap that your mom made me.
Oh, your wedding soap. You had so much of it.
Yeah.
They're going to be in Phoenix this week for a hot second. They're driving to the Grand Canyon.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'll wave at them from my home.
Hello, people I've met once.
I think I have met them once.
Yeah, I was like, maybe and only once.
Oh, definitely, like, only once. And I think that that is a strong maybe. But it was definitely, if I did, it was only once.
Classic. Okay,
like, we obviously know of each other, but that's really where that ends.
Yep.
Except for when your mom made me soap.
Which was really funny. So I'm pretty sure that I... This is such a fucking tangent. The podcast is over. But we were meeting my parents in May of 2017, I had a butt ton of weddings. I think I had like 3 different weddings.
Uh-huh.
But Anna and Z's wedding was the first one that I went to, I think. No, wait, no, I got it backwards. My brother's wedding was the first one. And I met my parents and family in North Carolina for my brother's wedding. And my mom brought the wedding soap to me in North Carolina, which I then flew with back to St. Louis to fly with to Flagstaff. But not before getting pulled over at TSA because they were like, what is this big fucking bag of stuff that you have? And I was like, it's just soap. They also
pulled banana out of my bag. This isn't like a Fight Club situation.
I was like, it's just soap for my friends, okay? It's not anything weird. It's just homemade soap. So that soap went from Tennessee to North Carolina to St. Louis to Arizona. So
quite the trip.
Quite the trip. All right.
And I still have it.
No, you all don't care about soap. Oh, so cute, though. I'm going to keep talking about soap, actually. We were supposed to have our wedding reception, which did not happen not once, but twice because of COVID. Still has not happened. And she made little soaps that were made with beer, and they were going to be our wedding favors. It was going to say cheers to Jillian and Anthony.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that just the cutest fucking thing you've ever heard?
That's adorable.
Yeah. And now we have all this wedding soap that I just use. These tiny little bars of soap. But it's really nice soap. Anyway.
I'm sure you wanted to know about soap. You're welcome, everybody. I hope this stays in. Because I really feel like this episode should be called Queens of Tangents. And we should just stick with all of this.
Yes, it's a soap opera.
Oh, no.
If that sounded distorted, it's because I said it directly into my mug as I was drinking the last just like drops of my coffee. Like there's only like 2 drops left, but I was going to get them.
Oh, my okay. God. Yep.
Well, if you would like to see more content from us, you can follow us at HatPixPod on Instagram and Twitter. If you just, I don't know, say something to us, want to talk to, I don't know, just email us at hatpixpod@gmail.com.
Somewhere out there, there's a website that we don't look at or use anymore.
No, because it automatically updates with our pod every time you upload it, so I don't have to do anything.
Wow, that is incredible.
The future is now.
Yes. All right, well, on that note, I'm Jillian.
And I'm Anna.
This has been
something, I'm sure. The Hat Picks Podcast.